WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
As you may know by now, our critic Maureen Corrigan reads a lot of detective novels. She just finished a new one by William McIlvaney. He writes about the Scottish detective Jack Laidlaw. The first Laidlaw mystery was published in 1977, another came out in 83, and now, 9 years later, there's the third, Strange Loyalties. Maureen has a review.
The terrible crime that's uncovered at the end of the new mystery, Strange Loyalties, is nothing compared to the crime that the publishing world has committed against author William McIlvaney. Strange Loyalties is McIlvaney's third novel, featuring the hard-boiled Glasgow detective Jack Laidlaw. The second novel in the series, The Papers of Tony Veitch, is in paperback. But if you want to read the first novel, entitled simply Laidlaw, you'll have to become something of a sleuth yourself. It's vanished, without a trace, out of print. To understand the heinousness of this offense, imagine that it's 1954 and you've just discovered Raymond Chandler through his latest novel, The Long Goodbye. You're told that there are other great Philip Marlowe novels, but then imagine learning that The Big Sleep, the novel that introduced Marlowe, is no longer in print. Realizing that you can't get the first Laidlaw book makes you want to go out and pistol whip a publisher. Detective Inspector Jack Laidlaw is the sharpest mind to be hatched in Scotland since David Hume, and he's a damned sight more entertaining. He fills his empty hours away from police work, drinking too much Glenlivet and reading Camus and Unamuno. As he explains to us, "I read quite a lot of philosophy in a slightly frenetic way, like a man looking for the hacksaw that must be hidden somewhere before the executioner comes." In Strange Loyalties, Laidlaw has taken a week's leave of absence to set out on a tortured personal quest. His brother Scott has just been killed in an auto accident. Scott was once a gifted painter, but his ambitions died long before he did. Laidlaw can't accept that his brother's life and death were meaningless. By discovering the demons that haunted his brother, Laidlaw hopes that maybe he can exorcise his own. McIlvaney is an extraordinary writer, smart, cynical, and pithy. He crystallizes character and mood in tight paragraphs that you want to memorize. For instance, when Laidlaw meets a bunch of upper-class boors, he diagnoses their problem as urbane deprivation. He says, "Your attitudes are so glib and self-assured and automatic. You lose the necessary naivete that is living. That way, you eat everything and taste nothing." I found myself reading McIlvaney not only for the story, but for the education. Strange Loyalties has already collected a lot of those glowing reviews that call it more than just a crime novel. The sentiment is right, but the cliché faulty. By definition, crime novels have always been about more than just crime. Instead, they've used crime as an occasion to meditate on sin, doubt, betrayal, and sometimes redemption. Laidlaw's highbrow hobby of reading philosophy isn't just a gimmick. It's McIlvaney's way of reminding us that, at bottom, both good detectives and good philosophers must go down those same mean streets to penetrate the shadowy mysteries of human nature.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University. She reviewed Strange Loyalties by William McIlvaney.